And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of September, 2017. It's the birthday of George Gershwin, born in New York, 1898, who wrote Rhapsody in Blue, Summertime, I Got Rhythm, Embraceable You, started playing piano at the age of 11. Went off to live in Hollywood, a successful composer, and there he became friends with the composer Arnold Schoenberg. He asked Schoenberg once for composition lessons, but Schoenberg said, "No, I would only make you a bad Schoenberg, and you're such a good Gershwin already." It's the birthday of Jane Smiley, Los Angeles, 1949, born to a family of journalists and newspaper editors. She wanted to be a jockey, but she was too tall, so she became a novelist instead. Wrote her first novel as her senior thesis at college, and then her novel A Thousand Acres, a big hit when it came out in 1991. Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds, entitled Ode to My Sister. I know why they say the heart is in the heart. When you think about people you love, you get warm there. I want to thank my sister for loving me, which taught me to love. I'm not sure what she loved in me besides my love for her, maybe, that I was a copy of her, half size, then three quarters, then size. In the snapshots, you see her keeping an eye on me. I was a little wild, and I said silly things, and she would laugh her serious laugh. My sister knew things. Sometimes she knew everything, as if she'd been born knowing. And I so did not know. My wonder went along with me wherever we'd go, as if I headed on a tool belt. I understood almost nothing, and I loved pretending, and I loved to go into the garden and dance with the flowers, which danced with me without hardly moving their green legs. I was like a music box dropped on my head, and I was bad, but I don't think my sister thought I was actually bad. I was her somewhat smaller littermate. Nor did she need my badness to establish her goodness. And she was beautiful with a moral beauty. She would glide by in the hall like a queen on a barge on the Nile. She had straight black hair that moved like a black waterfall, as one thing like a black silk skirt. She was the human I aspired to her, and she stood between the God and me, and her hair, pretend, was like a wing of night, and in my dream she could hold it over me and hide me. Of course, by day, if the God wanted you for something, she took you. I think if the God had known how to take my curly hair from my head, she would have, and I think there was nothing my sister wanted to take from me. Why would she want to? She had everything. In our room, she had control of the door, closed or open, and the light switch, dark or bright. And if anything had happened to me, I think my sister would not have known who she was. I was almost as essential to her as she to me. If anything had happened to her, I think I would not be alive today, and no one would remember me, as if I had not lived. A poem by Sharon Olds, Ode to My Sister, from her collection Odes, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more. In stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.